Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hello, I'm Raffaella. I'm from Italy. Sometimes I find English grammar difficult, especially with the verbs. It's more difficult when you have to practice the grammar in the speaking or in the listening.
Raffaella, do you like decorating?
Decorating? Not much. Maybe my sister more, yes.
Well, we're going to listen to an audio clip. And in this clip, Elena is showing Mark around her new office. As you listen, try and hear how Elena is going to improve her office.
Here we are. What do you think?
Oh my goodness, it's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
I know, Mark, it's going to need a lot of work, but I'm having all the walls painted this afternoon, and I'm going to have the carpets cleaned next week.
She wants to paint the office, but she has to clean for this afternoon, I don't remember.
So you think that she wants to paint her office?
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out if you're right by going over to our grammar expert, Catherine.
Hi, Raffaella. That's pretty good. Eleanor's going to make two improvements to the office. First, she's having the walls painted. And second, she's going to have the carpets cleaned. We use have with a noun and a past participle when we arrange for somebody to make some kind of improvement to something for us. Eleanor has arranged for somebody to clean the carpets next week, so she says,
"And I'm going to have the carpets cleaned next week."
She uses the future form of have, that's going to have, with a noun, the carpets, and the past participle of clean, which is cleaned. There are a couple of things to remember when you use this structure. First, you can show tense by changing the form of have. So, next week, when Eleanor's carpets are nice and clean, she can say,
"I have just had the carpets cleaned."
And a few days later, she could say,
"I had the carpets cleaned last week."
Secondly, you don't have to say who's going to do it. Eleanor didn't say,
"I'm going to have the walls painted by the painters."
It's enough to say,
"I'm going to have the walls painted."
And finally, you can say get instead of have. The meaning is exactly the same, but it's a little more informal. So Eleanor could say to her friend,
"I'm getting the walls painted this afternoon."
Okay, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, Raffaella, I'm going to describe a situation and I want you to give me a sentence with have something done. For example, if I say to you, "These windows are really, really dirty. I can hardly see out of them. They're so dirty." You could say, "You need to have the windows cleaned," or "You need to get the windows cleaned."
Yes.
Here's your first question. My clothes are really, really dirty.
You need to have cleaned clothes.
Almost. The past participle goes at the end.
You need to have clothes cleaned.
Good. You need to have your clothes cleaned. Okay, let's try a different one. And remember, you can also, as well as saying have something done, you can also say get something done. Okay? My house at home, the floor of my house is in very bad condition. And when I'm walking around my house, it goes, what do I need to get done?
You need to get your floor repaired.
Good, I need to get my floor repaired. Well, you did really, really well on that grammar challenge. It's hard sometimes to get the order of the words right.
Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
Now, Raffaella, let me show you a picture of my new house. And if you're listening at home, you can see the picture on the Grammar Challenge website. Now, as you can see, it's a bit of a mess. What do you think I need to get done before I move in?
You need to your house rebuilt completely.
I need to.
You need to have your house rebuilt completely.
I need to have it rebuilt completely?
Yes, because it's very bad.
I probably should have bought a different house.
My sister is an architect. If you want, I think she can help you.
bbclearningenglish.com